Hello, I am here with psychotherapist Judy Moran to talk about, does Christmas give you anxiety?
Hello everybody.
So, Judy, does Christmas give people anxiety or is it just a myth?
Actually, Christmas does give people anxiety. Not everybody, but it does give some. Some people like Christmas. Some people don't like Christmas. Some people actually think it causes too much stress and it makes them feel anxious because they have so much to do. And then that can pass very quickly and then they enjoy Christmas. But yes, some people can get anxious about Christmas.
So is the cause of anxiousness and Christmas getting everything ready or just writing all the letters and sending them to Santa? Or is it a more household problem?
Good question. I think it probably differs for the person. Some people would talk about getting anxious about, as you said, all they have to do, the lists and maybe the food and what they have to do. And travel, a lot of people travel for Christmas and travel can be really, really busy, but it can also be really stressful. How they are going to meet everybody and see everybody and keep everybody happy maybe. And then it can be anxious because it's somebody might be anxious in the household. Kids may be a little bit anxious, but they probably don't see it as being anxious. Maybe they feel a little bit excited. Because do you know anxiety? Feeling anxious and feeling excited are the same thing?
Yes, just to stop you there on that question. My next question is Christmas... Does Christmas cause more anxiety than any other event in the year?
I don't know, does it cause more anxiety than any other event in the year? But it could be one of the anxiety-provoking times, but also one of the kind of fun and very happy-filled times. What do you think about when you say, like... than other times in the year? Like, what would you think may...
Halloween, Easter...
Okay, they're kind of...
New Year.
Okay, they appear to be kind of holiday seasonal things. Yeah. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Or summertime, that sometimes can be stressful for people.
It can, if well, I suppose when you're in a parent and you're in parent mode and you're trying to juggle kids and being off school and camps and work and... Yeah, it can be. Is Christmas, so are you wondering, is Christmas more anxiety provoking than those or similar? Is that it?
A mix of both. So Christmas would be up there with the top holidays of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas usually has a lot of, as you said, families travelling to meet other families. Do you think that it causes stress going away from home, or do you think there'd be just as much stress if you were at home?
I suppose personally and from my professional experience, traveling can be stressful. It obviously is very like it's lovely and it's fun filled as well, but it can be a bit stressful. Is that more stressful than staying at home? Well, unless there was some stressor at home, I imagine when Santa comes, the stress kind of goes, everybody, the wonder and the uncertainty and the excitement kind of goes. What do you think?
So, as you know, Santa Claus is obviously one of the reasons that Christmas happens. Do you think it causes stress waiting for Santa? Or do you think it causes more stress if they get up early and then realise they still have a couple of more hours?
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement. Certainly, I know I feel bubbles of excitement in my tummy on Christmas Eve, waiting and going to Mass and coming home and having some hot chocolate and then getting you sorted for bed and then going to bed myself. I know I'm feeling excited and that's the same physical feeling of anxiety. It's that same butterflies in the tummy and so does that help? I imagine though that when Santa comes in the following morning when we wake up, generally I think most kids will sleep most of the night, and thankfully Santa has come. What's your thoughts on that?
Just so I know from experience that if you wake up at 2:30 on Christmas Day. Yeah.
Christmas Eve, like Christmas morning.
Yeah, and you try and get back to sleep, and then you realise you're just sitting there and you're trying to go to sleep and say, okay, Santa hasn't come yet, which he mightn't have gone until 3:00, 4:00 in the morning. I know lots of kids who would actually sleep in until about 10:00 if they could.
Go away.
On Christmas, 10:00. That is extremely late from Christmas Day, considering kids sometimes wake up at 4:30 and don't go to bed until 11:00.
That's true, yeah. In fairness, you're very good. It might take you a while to settle, but then you normally don't wake on the normal time around kind of 6:00, 7:00. It's very exciting, isn't it? Like, we've put up our Christmas tree and we have our lights up outside and our stockings are hanging here now and we have all these things. And I can feel myself, I feel as if we're starting to get into that Christmassy feel.
So, as a professional psychotherapist, have you ever had people come to you with anxiety about Christmas or other seasons?
Not
just we won't use names just in case.
Yeah. Well done. Not specifically Christmas, but obviously in my work I see a lot of people with anxiety, and they would talk a little bit about how Christmas does affect them. Again, it's very individualized. You know, mostly people I work with, even my colleagues, but also my clients, they would generally enjoy Christmas. But it can be just a bit stressful getting ready for it.
Just to stop you there for a minute. I don't know many people who don't like Christmas. I do know people who don't celebrate Christmas, and I'm fine with them with that. But they still love Christmas.
Okay.
Even though their families mightn't go to Mass on Christmas Eve, or they mightn't be as religious, I still know people who love Christmas, probably more than some religious people.
Okay.
But don't even celebrate it.
I'd
say Christmas is kind of more a shared event than a certain thing.
Yeah, well, the people that come to my mind don't like Christmas because maybe they're quite alone.
So we need to get more people together for Christmas. Is that your proposal?
Well, it can be. Or they've lost a loved one. So they might find Christmas a little bit sad. And, you know, there actually are some people who don't really like Christmas. They don't like all the humdrum, and they think buying presents and parcels for people is too much hassle, and they're a little bit of, what's that? Is it
Bah Humbug?
Bah Humbug, yeah, that's it. And they just probably don't participate as much as other people do.
And obviously you participate in Christmas because you're from a Christian family. But to all the people who listen who aren't in a Christian family, you can still celebrate Christmas and no one will hold it against you. And another question just here. Would you like to come back onto my podcast?
I would love to, yes. Yeah, it's been really lovely having a chat with you like this.
Thanks. So that will wrap up this week's episode on Does Christmas Give Anxiety to All People?